BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting in 2025. Hey, whether you're a seasoned fan or a first-time bettor, BetOnline is your ultimate game day companion with the largest selection of odds on everything from football, the NBA, college basketball, to NHL and UFC. BetOnline is your number one sports betting source for the new year. Every touchdown to three-pointer and hat trick, BetOnline has you covered with odds, stats, and more for every game, every play, and every win. BetOnline, the game starts here. It's the ML Sports Platter. It's all brought to you by Stanley Law Offices and Burn Dairy. Make sure you gas up your vehicle. Grab a great deli sandwich at Burn Dairy at participating locations in and around Central New York. We brought him on. He's done an unbelievable job for years covering the Buffalo Bills and a St. Bonaventure grad himself, Ryan Talbot, in the awesome t-shirt of Bald Bull with a Mike Tyson's punch out. What's up, pal? Great to have you back.
Hey, not too much. Excited to be on.
So I'm kind of getting to the point where, because the Bills in the postseason, it's fault of the Chiefs, fault of the Chiefs, fault of the Chiefs, and there's blame to go around. I understand it. I think the Bills have great coaches. I think Sean McDermott's a great coach. I think Babich is a great coach. Cromer's a great coach. They have Brady's a great coach. They have great coaches, and they've had great coaches until a certain point. And then once you get to the biggest stage, it seems like there's like the little things. They're not prepared here and there. The fourth and five, maybe a call timeout and get organized because you know Spagnuolo is going to bring the blitz. Right. And there's a million other occasions where they're just a little bit behind. The 13 seconds, methodical last year coming out of the timeout, two-minute warning against the Chiefs. Do you score, not score? It leads to wide right. Do you agree with that, that maybe at this point, like if there was just a little bit of more of an oomph in great coaching when it matters on the biggest stage where it's the stakes are the highest, high leverage, they've got a ring by now. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. I think that's a fair assumption. I mean, I you could go back and look at the 13-second year and all the little things they could have done better at the end of that game, the squib kick, hold intentionally on defense, take the 5-yard penalty and take time off the clock. There's things that, you know, in that position they want back. But at the same time, you look at this Bills team, and yeah, if you're a Bills fan, it stinks to see them go 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City. But the last three games have all been down to the wire. They've all been games where the Bills have been in it. A lot of teams can't say that when they go against the Chiefs in the postseason, and you're right. It's the little coaching at the end that kind of puts them over the top. It's Andy Reid bringing out plays that the Bills had no tape and had never seen before, with Mahomes running the ball with the left tackle swinging out on a play. It's Spagnuolo being the best defensive coordinator in football in these big moments and having those guys on both sides of the ball. You hope that this year is a learning experience, because the Bills have two young coordinators now in Bobby Babich and Joe Brady. And, you know, next year could be it for Joe Brady. He was already a hot head coaching candidate this year. Likely will be another one next year. As long as you have Josh Allen in that offense, you're going to be putting up good numbers, you would think. So you hope that next year, if the Bills win the division or if they go on this run in the playoffs, they've both learned from it. And if you're Joe Brady, you have some tricks up your sleeve for the next time you play the Chiefs, some stuff that they haven't seen before. If you're Bobby Babich, you try to get some more personnel in there that fits your vision. I will say the one thing I really liked about Babich in the playoffs is they were running more man. They weren't afraid of going out of zone. Now, it didn't work very well against Kansas City a lot of the time when they were in man. They had guys that were getting beaten pretty badly. Kyrie Elam comes to mind. DeMar Hamlin comes to mind. But at least they're willing to adapt. They're not going to sit there and say, we are a zone-only team. So you hope that in the draft and free agency, they can add some more players that are multiple and can play in both systems and both types of defenses.
A name that doesn't come up a ton, it comes up, but not a ton, is Brandon Bean. I mean, these draft picks, first-round picks, falling down in the playoffs, you know, like a couple of the guys up front, they come up small. The Ed Olivers, the Greg Russos, and then you have George Karloftis over here. I mean, look at Brett Veach, what he does with the Chiefs, and we know the Xavier Worthy story. And then there's Howie Roseman in Philadelphia. And I know the Bills were in the AFC title game, and I'm going to get to if you think this was actually a good season for the Bills, considering the preseason and where they maybe lined up. But Brandon Bean, I think he's a great GM. I think he's a shark. But championship level GM. Is he one?
I think he is. And as disappointing as it was watching, you know, Greg Russo, Ed Oliver, two guys that you mentioned in that game, Mahomes got the ball out in something in 2.5 something seconds on average in that matchup. No one's going to get home with that, with him getting the ball out that quickly. So, you know, you don't want to make excuses for these guys. Ed Oliver, I thought, was pretty close to timing a blitz perfectly on a play where they fumbled and the Bills recovered it. And then sure enough, a few plays later, he comes up with the fumble recovery anyways, when Mahomes and the Chiefs lose the ball. So he did make an impact in that regard. But in terms of getting home, no one had much success for the Bills, and it had a lot to do with the way he gets the ball out. But as a whole, these early round picks aren't providing enough for Buffalo at this time. Dalton Kincaid, you learned he was playing through a pretty, you know, serious injury all season long. Right. But he has to make that catch on fourth and five. Allen just being able to get the ball out to him in any way, shape, or form with the pressure bearing down on him. You've got to make those plays in those moments. And, you know, Keon Coleman, he fit what the Bills wanted because he's big. He can block. He can be that true X receiver. But you look at an Xavier Worthy, who they traded the pick to Kansas City, and he's not just a speed guy. He's really gotten better at his route running. He's only going to get scarier in years two, three, and on in this system. So you don't want to see your competition, especially the competition that you run into over and over again in the postseason, having these hits on their early round picks while the Bills are kind of having some swings and not always misses, but Kyrie Elam definitely a miss at this point in time. But you're having guys that aren't necessarily providing what you need. Bean has hit on a lot of mid-round picks, late-round guys, UDFAs. He's really good in free agency and piecing this together every year. But he definitely needs to hit on his early picks in this year's draft.
Ryan Talbot talking Bills here on the Platter, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices and Burn Dairy. A couple more for you, Ryan. I'll let you run. Yeah. We know what happened in the preseason, who they got rid of, and a lot of people said, whatever you want to call it, retool. I had this team 11-6, winning the division, losing in the divisional round, and I guess they overachieved, and according to my prediction, they had a great year. But the narrative changes in sports, because once you get past that round and you show you can beat Baltimore and you win all the games they did, you're kind of like, well, you get another shot to knock on the Super Bowl door. So do you lie on this side or that side? Was it a great year?
I think everyone, when they sit back and look at on it as a whole, there's obviously a lot of disappointment in these last few days. When you sit back and look on it as a whole, yeah, it was a successful year. Only one team wins the Super Bowl, and it's either going to be the Chiefs or the Eagles at the end of the day. But you mentioned it. They trade Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. Brandon Bean comes out, and he says it's going to be a reset year, not a rebuild, not a teardown, not something where they're, you know, expected to go 500 or less. But he really tempered expectations in that moment, saying we might not be as good as we were the year before. And lo and behold, they come out and I had 12 wins on the year, and they exceed that, realistically probably win 14 if that last game meant anything whatsoever to them. You saw the evolution of the offense. You saw Josh Allen protect the football, James Cook take his next step, the everyone eats mentality work. Although you still want to see some more talented players kind of thrown in the mix, that while everyone eats, you hopefully can find a guy that can also be a your number one target, so to speak, while still spreading the ball around. But yeah, it's definitely a successful year. They get into the playoffs. They crush a Denver Broncos team where a lot of media members were hyping up that Denver team, expecting them to maybe be the upset of that weekend, and the Bills come out and take care of business 31-7. They go and they defeat the Ravens, a team that had just beaten them down in the regular season 35-10. And when you're able to defeat a team like that, who, you know, a lot of people had them as a Super Bowl favorite going into the season, one seed in the AFC the previous year, they had Derrick Henry, to be able to beat them in a big moment at home, it shows that they can compete in these moments. And I already, you know, referred to it, these losses stink if you're a Bills fan, but they are hanging with the Chiefs every single time they get to this moment. It's just one extra play is made by the Chiefs, or the Bills are just coming up short in one area. Not every team can hang with the Chiefs. That's the one thing I'll say. You see the way that they've beaten teams and beaten teams down over the years in the postseason, and the Bills aren't one of those teams.
The Josh Allen hate, though, when they lose these games, it's just mind-boggling to me. I'm not even going to get into it because it's so frustrating. In under a minute left that I have with you, I know the window is open and Josh Allen's still the quarterback and all that, but when do we get to a point where the reality is it's just never going to happen? And if it does happen, it's just luck. I know sports. You know sports. We know the balls bounce a different way and cookies can crumble a certain way. And sometimes when those things happen in the weirdest ways, that's when you go. But it almost seems like they've had the best teams. They've had the best versions of these teams. I mean, when do you get to a point where you're like, all right, it's really probably pretty bleak now. I mean, is it another 3-5 years? When does that happen? Because they can't get through this team, Ryan. They just can't.
Yeah, I would say it would be, you know, I don't have a time frame in mind, honestly, because Allen is still a very young quarterback. I know Mahomes isn't exactly old either, but I just don't see that window closed anytime soon. And it's not just Allen. It's the fact that you sit and you look at this team and, okay, I would assume they're going to extend him this offseason with a new deal. He has like a $67 million cap hit. Right. You extend him, you lower that number, you free up some money. Right now they're projected to have about $25 million or so. You replace who you need to replace. So Rasul Douglas probably, I wouldn't think, is coming back. He took a step back this year. Maybe you make a splash in free agency at cornerback, because that's a tough position to draft. We've seen some teams have success, but you usually have to be pretty high up in the draft to find those guys that are surefire players. Now, you get a Christian Benford on a day three and develop in the way the Bills have. They deserve kudos for that, but maybe you get another proven entity at cornerback, and all of a sudden the back end looks a little bit better. You start Cole Bishop with Taylor Rapp, and maybe you add a safety in the middle rounds. As of right now, and they could, you know, package these picks, and maybe they go out and they try to get a Max Crosby. I'm not sure if the Raiders would even entertain the thought of trading him. But if you keep your picks, you have a 1, 2 twos. You go out and you added a big defensive tackle. That's got to be a high priority on that list. A guy that can take on double teams. And I think it's supposed to be a very deep draft class there. You have Matt Milano coming back, most likely. You certainly have Terrell Bernard. Dorian Williams took a step. So then the defense doesn't look that bad. You can get younger. You can get better there. And offensively, Josh Allen has shown that this is going to work no matter who you give him in terms of playmakers or receivers. Maybe they bring Amari Cooper back at a very team-friendly deal. And he gets a whole offseason to work with Allen. I think you want to bring back Mac Hollins for the leadership, and you love what you have in Khalil Shakir. You expect Dalton Kincaid to be better and be healthier. And the list goes on. The O-line is as good as it's going to be. And, you know, the depth is phenomenal too. It's not just the starting five. They have guys like Ryan Vandermark who are inactive at times late in the season that I feel like could start on a lot of teams across the league at right tackle. And he can be a swing tackle, and they just keep adding talent there. So I like this team. I think that they're only going to get better next year. And for that reason, it's not just like I don't see them collapsing. And maybe this is the year where Chiefs win or lose. Travis Kelce, his brother's kind of alluded to the fact, I don't know how many more years he has. Wouldn't shock me whatsoever if he walked away after this year. You saw him in the offseason last year and going on this world tour of sorts with Taylor Swift and wanting to be around her. Andy Reid's not going to be around forever either. And you get rid of things like that. And as good as Patrick Mahomes is, once you start losing pieces, coaches, players, all of a sudden the Bills can maybe be the team that knocks off the Chiefs. So the Chiefs get knocked off by another team. A lot of people say, well, if the Bills win a Super Bowl, but they don't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, will it mean as much? Yeah, obviously it'll mean as much. If the Bills win a Lombardi trophy, I don't care who they defeat along the way. No one should. You only get one team that wins it every year. But for your question, I don't see that window closing in the next 5-7 years. I think that the Bills are going to be in a good spot because they understand the cap. They're not getting themselves in a New Orleans Saints situation where that team can't hire a head coach to save their lives right now because of their cap issues, the lack of talent that they have, because, you know, time and time again, they went all in during those Drew Brees years and things like that. And while it worked, you know, they did win a Super Bowl in his tenure. They're still trying to dig themselves out of that at this point in time.
Yeah, 12 teams still have yet to win a Super Bowl in the NFL. Ryan Talbot covers the Buffalo Bills, New York upstate writer and reporter. And of course, with Matt Perino, they host the amazing Shout Buffalo Football podcast. Go get that all over the major platforms and on social media. Subscribe, share, and like all of that. Their shows are absolutely through the roof great. And you can follow Ryan on X as well, at Ryan Talbot Bills. Thank you, my man. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks again.